KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, let's take a look at some high school sports around the area last night. A girls' high school basketball. It was AHSTW, a 56-43 winner over Cam. Kinsey Scheffler with 15 points, and Kaylee Jones had 14 points and 11 rebounds to help out the Lady Vikes. It was Glenwood over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, 65-37. Abraham Lincoln beat Shenandoah, 58-22. St. Albert down Tri-Center, 68-20. Allie Petrie with 21 points for the Saints. Stanton beat Bedford, 56-26. It was Lennox over Clarinda, 36-30. Jordan England had 12 points and 26 rebounds in that game. Orient Maxburg beat Twin Cedars, 47-34. Also, a couple of postponements locally last night as Denison versus Atlantic in girls' hoops was postponed. They've rescheduled that for December 19th. Kemper Catholic against Newell Fonda postponed to January 14th. In college men's basketball yesterday, Northern Iowa lost for the first time this season as they fell to West Virginia 60-55 in the Cancun Challenge. Isaiah Brown had 15 points for the Panthers in that game. That was a tough one for UNI. They built a 15-point second-half lead, but a late rally by the Mountaineers gave them the victory. Also, Drake a winner yesterday as they beat Northeastern 59-56 at the Gulf Coast Showcase. Anthony Murphy had 17 points. That's a career high for him. Roman Penn added 15 for the Bulldogs, who are now 5-2 on the season. Well, Nathan Bain stole the ball and hit a layup at the overtime buzzer, and Stephen F. Austin knocked off number one Duke 85-83 last night. Kevon Harris scored 26 points, and Gavin Kemsmill added 15 for the Lumberjacks. They became the first non-Atlantic Coast Conference team to beat Duke at Cameron Indoor Stadium in nearly 20 years, and the second unranked team to upset a number one ranked team on its home floor in 2 weeks after Evansville went into Rupp Arena and stunned Kentucky. Vernon Carey had 20 points and 11 rebounds for the Blue Devils, who had 22 turnovers and were just 11 of 24 from the free throw line in the second half of that game. Also the top 25, David McCormick scored 16 points as number 4 Kansas turned a big second half into a trip to the Maui Invitational title game with a 71-56 win over Brigham Young. Cassius Winston had 28 points and 8 assists, and number 3 Michigan State withstood Anthony Edwards' second half outburst to beat Georgia 93-85 at the Maui Invitational. Also, number 18, Auburn, 79-65 winners over Richmond in the championship game of the Legends Classic at the Barclays Center. And also, it was number 21, Colorado, beating Clemson 71-67 in the title game of the MGM Resorts main event. The Iowa State basketball team has enjoyed a lot of success over the years in holiday tournaments, and they hope for more of the same beginning today in the Bahamas. The Cyclones will play Michigan in the Battle for Atlantis.
We're in this tournament because of the past. You know, because of what those former guys did for us to put us on this stage, to get in Maui, to get in Battle for Atlantis. And so we need to go represent, you know, the Iowa State name and those guys the right way. And so starts with Michigan. You know, they're very good. I mean, they can spread you out. They play four guards. They got a really good big kid. You know, Juwan's off to a really good start.
That's ISU coach Steve Prohm talking about first-year Michigan coach Juwan Howard. 7-1 center John Teske is a key for the Wolverines.
You know, they really make a point of just throw the ball inside to him. He can score around the basket, but he can also pop, and, you know, he can make threes as well. So he's going to be a tough matchup. He's big around the basket to where he can really wall up and change shots at the rim. And so, you know, he's a big, big key to what they do on both ends of the floor.
That game tips off at 11 o'clock Central Time this morning. Ohio State jumped LSU to number one in the college football playoff rankings with 2 weeks to go before Selection Sunday. LSU slipped to 2, and Clemson remained number 3, while Georgia held on at 4. If playoff history holds form, 3 of those top 4 teams would reach the semifinals. Alabama remained number 5, with Utah moving up a spot to number 6. The Utes are the only Pac-12 team in the top 10 after Oregon dropped 8 spots to 14th. Oklahoma is 7th, followed by Minnesota, Baylor, and Penn State. In each of the first 5 years of the playoff, 3 of the top 4 teams in the rankings heading into rivalry weekend reached the semifinals, including the number 1 team every time. Iowa's at number 17, Iowa State number 23 in this week's college football rankings. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says the Hawkeyes need to find a way to run the ball in Friday's Black Friday game at Nebraska. The Hawkeyes managed only 79 yards on the ground in their 19-10 win over Illinois.
We're going to have to do
you know, at least somewhat better job on this Friday to have any chance in this football game. So, you know, we just got to do a little bit better job being detailed. Part of it's, you know, aiming points. Part of it's just cohesion and, you know, fits, all those kinds of things. But bottom line is we didn't get it done on Saturday.
Well, the forecast calls for freezing rain in Lincoln on Friday, and the Hawkeyes went to work throwing wet footballs in practice.
Yeah, I think what we learned is the new gloves, these new gloves that are like stick-em gloves that the guys have, don't work so good when they're wet. So if you see our receivers wearing gloves on Friday, they're sneaking them on past us. Just, you know, you just try to prepare for whatever's going to be out there.
We'll have that game for you Friday here on the radio. That's this Friday, not Saturday. 11:30 is the pregame start time. 1:30 is kickoff from Lincoln. A nurse from Dubuque who helped save a man's life in March is Iowa's hero, chosen to be honored at halftime of the Iowa-Nebraska football game on Friday. Katie Goodenkoff says it started as she was talking with a friend at an indoor soccer tournament on the Clark University campus in Dubuque.
We were just about to leave, and someone yelled up from the court down below that someone had collapsed. So myself and Becky Nate went down. She's a nurse as well.
Jake Tibby was the player who went down during that ball game.
Jake was kind of on the sidelines. Teammates were around him. They didn't really know what had happened to him, so we kind of looked him over, and we're looking for a pulse, and neither of us felt one. So his teammate started CPR.
Well, the Red Cross takes nominations to honor two people at what's become called the Hy-Vee Heroes Game. Katie's two friends put together a video to nominate her for the award.
And I was so surprised that they called me that day and said that this has been chosen. I hadn't even heard about this. So I went on and kind of looked at all the Iowa Hero videos, and it's so cool that they do such a thing to show the good that's going on.
She says she doesn't watch a lot of football, but is looking forward to traveling to Lincoln, Nebraska Friday to cheer on the Hawkeyes. Goodenkoff was telling her friends Allie and Becky that she found out she was pregnant on that day when they were called down to the field to help Jake. Her son is about 10 weeks old now, and she says this is going to be a good story to tell him when he gets older. Iowa State closes out the regular season with a visit to Kansas State on Saturday. Both teams are 7-4 on the season.
You know, a huge challenge for our football team. A really good Kansas State team, a team that's playing with a lot of confidence, a team that's led by some dynamic players. And obviously, I've talked a lot about the culture and tradition of that football program. And so, a great challenge for us.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell, who likes the way the Cyclones have been finishing games in the fourth quarter.
The one thing it certainly says about the fight of our football team is that we'll continue to play. And, you know, playing hard for four quarters has become the standard of this program, and I think our kids have done a great job of that.
And that ball game is a 6 o'clock kickoff Saturday evening. And in baseball news, the Kansas City Royals have changed hands from David Glass to an ownership group led by John Sherman, and that includes actor Eric Stonestreet and local businessmen. The purchase of the Royals for approximately $1 billion was approved unanimously by the owners of the other big league clubs at their meeting last Thursday. His group is just the third owner of the Royals since their inception in 1969 when Ewing Kauffman established the team. The Glass family served as caretakers of the franchise following Kauffman's death before purchasing it outright and then retaining control until this year. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.